then morphs into, I have faith in the American judicial system. And the progression ends with that plaintive cry, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Well, he's about to find out. Eventually, in full retreat and federal custody, he shuffles off in his attractive orange jumpsuit and can be heard muttering that most modern of mea culpas, I just want to put this thing behind me and get on with my life. And to emphasize how sincere he is, he announces, I'm taking responsibility for my actions. How novel. Imagine taking responsibility. He says it as though it were a recently developed technique. Whenever I hear that sort of thing on the news, I always want to ask one of these I'm taking responsibility for my actions people whether or not they'd be willing to take responsibility for my actions. You know, gambling debts, paternity suits, outstanding warrants. Can you help me out here, pal? Regarding this whole put this thing behind me idea in general, here's what I'd like to do. May I repeat that for you? I think one of the problems in this country is that too many people are screwing things up, committing crimes, and then getting on with their lives. What is really needed for public officials who shame themselves is ritual suicide, harakiri, like those Japanese business executives who mismanage corporations into bankruptcy, never mind the lawyers and the public relations and the press conferences. Get that big knife out of the kitchen drawer and do the right thing. To take up a thread from an earlier section of this politico-lingo trilogy, we noted at the time the fact that most politicians operate under the delusion that what they're doing is serving the nation. Of course, if they really feel this way, they're more than simply misinformed. They're obviously not playing with a full bag of jacks. So, citizens, a question. Do you think it's at all possible that these politicians whose judgment is so faulty that they actually believe they're serving the nation might be expected to indulge occasionally in some, exaggerated patriotism? Huh? What do you think? Maybe? Huh? Well, fans, it's not just possible, it's downright inevitable. And should they be so indulging themselves on the 4th of July, you'll want to be sure to have hip boots and a shovel handy, because brown stuff is going to be piling up at an alarming rate. And I suggest you shovel fast, because your elected heroes will be squeezing every last ounce of counterfeit patriotism out of their blood-starved brains. And so, as you see them rushing madly across the landscape, pushing all the buttons marked red, white, and blue, be on the alert for phrases such as Old Glory, Main Street, the Stars and Stripes, the Heartland, all across this great land of ours, from Maine to California, and of course, on American soil. And don't forget all those freedom-loving people around the world who look to us as a beacon of hope. Those, I assume, would be the ones we haven't bombed lately. And you'd also better be ready to be reminded over and over that you live in a country that somehow fancies itself leader of the free world. Got that? Leader of the free world. I don't know when we're going to retire that stupid shit, but personally, I've heard it quite long enough. 'Cause what exactly is the free world anyway? I guess it would depend on what you consider the non-free world. And I can't find a clear definition of that, can you? Where is that? Russia? China? For Christ's sakes, Russia has a better mafia than we do now. And China is pirating Lion King DVDs and selling dildos on the internet. They sound pretty free to me. Here are some more jingoistic variations you need to be on the lookout for. The greatest nation on earth. The greatest nation in the history of the world. And the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. That last one is usually thrown in just before we bomb a bunch of brown people, which is every couple of years. And bombing brings me to the language used by politicians when referring to our armed forces. Now, normally, during peacetime, politicians will refer to members of the military as our young men and women around the world. But since we're so rarely at peace for more than 6 months at a time, during wars, Senator Patriot and his colleagues are fully prepared to raise the stakes. By the way, don't you just love that word, colleagues? It makes them sound so, I don't know, legitimate.